What are we going to do about laundry in the RV?
We're going to do it in the RV.
God. The laundry?
Sure. You're listening to Swept Together, the story of a modern romance between two adventurers at home, at work, and on the road.
We're your hosts, Annabelle and Christian. Join us as we explore the world and make our home together, wherever we end up.
Because after all, home is
a huge RV.
Welcome to episode 27 of Swept Together.
Woohoo!
And today we're going to do, as promised, a little recap. We are 6 to 8 weeks out.
We're less than that. We're like 5 weeks out, I would think.
Well, that depends on whether or not you're including Antarctica.
No, I'm saying April 21st is like 5 weeks from now.
Is it really?
I don't know.
I think it's more like six weeks. Anyway.
Never.
It's fast approaching by whatever measures you use. And we've been working on getting the last few things ready in the RV so that we can hit the road. And today we thought we'd do a recap episode kind of all the work we've done so far, what we still have left to do, in case you were curious, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
And if you want to hear some of the very first episodes where we talk about the RV, where we first bought the RV,
mm-hmm.
You can listen to old episodes from our website, swepttogether.com, or if you are on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher, you can just go and subscribe, and then you can check out the feed from there. Or you could go to this episode too. Just go to swepttogether.com/episode27.
And if you do happen to be listening to us on the iTunes or podcast app, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review. We love spending time with you guys, and it really touches our hearts when we hear positive feedback about how the show has been impacting you guys, and yeah, we just love it. So if you need instructions on how to do that, you can go to swepttogether.com/sharethelove, and leaving those reviews and ratings of our show will help us get in front of more awesome people like you.
And what is it about 5 stars that people like to review? Like on Yelp, it's 5 stars. On Amazon, it's 5 stars. On Airbnb, it's 5 stars. Why can't it be 10?
On Lyft and Uber, it's 5 stars.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Why is it always 5?
5 is a nice odd number where you have like all the different, you have different gradations of options.
Yeah.
But like 3 would be too few.
And 4 would also be too few. But 10...
10 feels like a lot. I mean, some people do 10.
Like a 10-point scale.
Yeah, I mean, 5 is just half of 10. That?
Well, then 4 is just 80% of that, of 5.
Yeah, but then you don't have like a middle. You don't have like an average. You can't pick an average.
Yeah. So you have to be good or not good.
You have to be like, I like you slightly more than average, or I like you slightly less than average.
Is or it 70, like 75% you, is average like in you. School? C is average. 75% is average. So, technically speaking, if you have a 4-star rating and you put 3 stars, that's average.
I guess so.
I mean, if we're going by the school, the U.S.
school system rating.
Right. Well, anyway, so we'll be sharing some RV love with you on this week's episode and telling you a little secret that is the...
Wow, you're really milking this.
The name of our RV, which we will get to later in the episode.
You're the worst. Or just go check our Instagram.
Or, yeah, well, you weren't supposed to say that.
Okay, sorry.
But, well, even though you said that last week.
But follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Swept Together.
Well, anyway, so this week I took this class as a professional certification for me. And I was telling some of my classmates about our trip on the RV. And pretty much everybody was really excited and fascinated. And they were like, oh, man, this is so awesome. I wish I could do that. Every time we say, it seems like every time we tell people, hey, we're going to go on this RV trip, they're like, oh, man, I wish we could do that. So you can live vicariously through us if you want.
Or you can come join us on the road.
Yeah, like some people are doing, like some of our friends are
doing. That's true.
And it just seems like the closer we get to our actual trip, the more, maybe the more real it is for them. So they're like very much excited and more people are getting interested.
Well, and the more and more real it is for us. I think when you tell somebody like, oh, next year I'm going to do this thing.
Right.
Everybody's like, oh, cool.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll see if that happens.
Because people flake out. And then when you're like, hey, I actually like own this RV and I'm like getting all, you know, like doing all this stuff to it. And I'm like getting rid of all my possessions. And then people are like, oh, like this is for real.
Right. So more and more people are getting interested in the RV and in us. And I've been telling them about the show and then have heard, even our RV guy was like, I started listening to your show. And he's like, I really like it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And he's, you know, he's like a retired pharmacist who is now just like working on RVs on
That's
the side
so
just
cool.
to, you know.
We've met so many amazing people so far in the RVer community. Just a lot of like really genuinely helpful people.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. We could not be where we are today without the help of like a bunch of randos on the internet who have just like been really kind.
Yeah.
So
contrary
if you need
to popular belief that randos on the internet
yeah,
will
exactly.
are serial
I guess
killers.
It depends on where you find them, but
which randos?
If you need us to be your kind randos on the internet, that's why we're making this episode.
Nice.
We won't serial kill you, we promise.
No. And with that, we also thought about doing a little bit of a change to the format of the show. As actually Annabelle's idea, we were talking about it the other day.
Yeah, as we hit the road and start meeting even more of these amazing people in person, we have decided that we would really like to start doing a few more interviews, just like we interviewed my parents back in episode 3, I think.
Yeah.
And #Tagitude, we interviewed them back in episode 7.
Yeah.
And so you're likely starting in April, you're going to hear at least one interview a month from other couples like us who are either traveling on a regular basis together or are in business together, any kind of business together. That's kind of, you know, the direction that we've been putting forward in this show, you know, primarily focusing on our relationship and how that relates to our travel and our businesses. And so we'd love to start getting some advice and some input from some of these amazing souls that have inspired us to start on this journey of full-time RVing and working from the road. And so, starting in April, when we get back from our Antarctic cruise, you will be hearing more interviews on the show.
Yeah. So let's give everybody an update. So where have we been so far? So this winter, we didn't do a whole lot. I mean, we did a lot of the stuff during the fall.
Yeah.
And then we finished in December, like the reupholstering.
Well, it's almost done. I still have to sew some Velcro.
Right, which is in fact 3 feet away from me.
Yes.
So we need to finish that. And then as far as the interior is concerned, I need to like paint like one more cabinet door and no drawer.
Yeah.
And
we somehow ended up missing.
No, I know exactly what happened. It was because I had all kinds of stuff in there and I was keeping stuff in there while I was.
It was like the catch-all drawer.
Right. Like I needed, when we pulled out all the drawers, I needed something to put stuff in. And so we just left that one in there. So I thought it was going to be, I mean, it's an easy drawer to paint. So so there's that. And then a cabinet up front, like the box for it. And
yeah,
then,
so there's a few little paint touch-ups we need to do.
Right. And then, so that's done. And then I need to find a doorknob for a bathroom door. Somehow I lost the doorknob for it, and it's a very special, like, tiny doorknob.
Wait, you lost it or it broke?
No, I lost a piece of it.
Oh.
But you needed everything, so I didn't know where that piece was, so it kind of rendered it useless. And so I have to find a smaller doorknob. It's not just like a normal door.
Right.
Or a normal hole where the doorknob would go.
Well, we can always just get some painter's tape that matches our color scheme, because that's what we're currently using to hold the bathroom door closed.
I was thinking of getting like one of those hooks, you know, like that people use in their backyard doors, and just like a little latch, like a hook latch thing. I mean, for now, because I don't know if I'm going to find this thing. I called the manufacturer and they're like, we don't make that anymore. So I'm going to have to like find a junkyard or something, or figure something else out.
We're calling on the kindness of randos on the internet. If you happen to know where we can get a doorknob for a 2001 Holiday Rambler, just let us know.
Okay, so there's that. And then
we
need to like get a new mattress
for
it, because that now mattress sucks.
Now is kind of the time where like I get to do a lot of the fun stuff, because at the beginning, it was a lot of, like, the manual labor stuff, which I delegated to Christian. And
thanks, babe.
You're welcome. It's just that you're so talented and handy. But now that the big stuff is done, I can start the decorating process. So hanging some art on the, you know, 2 square feet of wall that we have available, and swapping out the last of the fixtures to kind of update them to match our look. So the faucets and the sconces and those kinds of things.
Kind of align.
Right. Choosing bedding.
Yeah.
The fun stuff that's going to make it really, like, pretty and homey in there. Because
like
that
homie.
Was... Yeah, like my homies. Because I told... When we first started down this road, I told Christian that if we were going to do this, we were going to have to really find something that we could put our mark on and make it feel like our house. Because if we're going to live in, you know,
250 square feet.
Right, a 36-foot RV for a whole year. Like, I need it to feel not like a hotel room. I need it to feel like my actual house. So that's what we've been going for. And I think we're almost there. We just got a rug that's, like, super fun.
Yeah, it breaks up the color.
Yeah, it's like very bright, and it's like an over-dyed kind of oriental rug kind of.
Yeah, like pattern. A runner.
Yeah.
Just a runner.
A carpet runner. Yeah, it's super fun. So, yeah, it's really coming together.
And then we just had Tom Dansby from RV Medic, who has been an awesome help to us in terms of like the real nitty-gritty electrical stuff, because I'm not touching that. I don't know anything about electricity except for, you know, it powers my things. So
shouldn't lick outlets.
Yeah, or a pole when it's the middle of winter.
That has nothing to do with electricity.
I'm just saying you shouldn't lick a pole in the middle of winter.
All right.
Haven't you seen...
Unless you've been in Denver this winter, in which case you probably could, because it hasn't been that cold.
Yeah, or humid. I think that's the thing.
Yeah, probably so.
But anyway, don't like polls. So if you...
This is like deep life advice from Swap Together podcast we are throwing down today.
Yeah. And so where were we? Don't lick poles.
Electricity.
Don't lick electricity.
RV Medic, our yeah. friend Tom, who's been helping us out.
Right. So Tom from RV Medic, he installed 4 new golf cart batteries for us. So now we can plug in our computers and
Those are going to be our house batteries.
We
have 2 chassis batteries as well.
2 chassis batteries, which are basically like car batteries. And then 4 now. We only had 2 before, but now we have 4 house batteries.
Yes.
And so we can charge up, a couple hours in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll last us all day. And then we charge up a couple hours at night. And then that'll last us all night. If we need to, run fans or whatever, if we're hot.
And we
so now we
also
have that.
Put in an inverter.
Yeah, that was the key.
If you listened to our Moab episode, which I don't remember which episode it was, but the episode that we took the RV to Moab, we did not have an inverter at that point.
Right.
And so we couldn't... How RVs work is basically it's a 12-volt power. So we couldn't...
No, how our RV works.
our RV works. Right.
Some RVs.
So we couldn't plug anything in unless the generator was on or we were plugged in at a campground.
Right.
So we decided to install this inverter, which would allow us to plug in, any sort of power cables or whatever, even if we don't have the generator on or...
And it would run off of the new house batteries that we just bought.
If we're not, at a campsite or something like that.
Right. That's called boondocking. For all all you non-RV types, boondocking is where you're just like pull up to a random spot and then stay there.
Walmart parking lot.
Like side of the road.
Yeah.
Or wherever, or just
If you don't have hookups, then it's called boondocking.
Right. And so that was just done. And so now we're good to go from a, power perspective.
Yep.
What else is there to do? I think the RV could use a good wash.
Yes.
Probably definitely the windshield.
Yes, we need to wash. Yeah, and we'll do a thorough clean of the inside before we move into it because all of
the dust
kind of construction dust that we've got going on there, it'll be good to get it all, cleaned out before we hit the road.
Yeah. So we'll do that, and then April 21st, I think we're gonna have a party, April 15th.
Yeah,
in Denver.
That weekend, we're gonna do like a housewarming / going away party.
Right, we're gonna show it off and show people our new home / we're gonna throw all of our stuff that we're gonna bring with us into the RV.
Yep.
So, and then we'll shove off like 6
Hit
days
the road,
later.
Jack.
Go to Moab.
Don't come back until April of 2018.
So that's the latest from my end.
Yeah.
What else?
And we'll be posting too before we leave. We'll probably
what are you planning on doing
post
for decoration. Because it's pretty bare right now.
It is pretty bare right now. Well, I have some pillows that I'll put in the dinette. I mean,
what?
The cushions that we sit on.
Okay, that's not decorations.
No. I'm saying in addition to the cushions that we sit on.
Oh, other things? Other pillows?
I have one pillow for each side. And they go with our color scheme.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, which pillows?
They came from my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were on my bed.
Are we supposed to sit on them?
No, they're just going to be in the dinette to add, yes, decorative pillows.
Okay.
You should know about decorative pillows. You have precisely 17,000 pillows on your bed, so you should know about decorative pillows.
But not on my dinette.
You don't have a dinette right now.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why I don't have any decorative dinette pillows.
Oh, man. This is why decorating is my job. Also, we have...
What about stuff on the walls?
We have some national parks. when we were in Moab, we went to Arches National Park, and we bought some vintage postcards. They're designed to look like the, you know, like the vintage. The postcards aren't actually vintage, sorry. The designs on the postcards are reproductions of, like, the vintage
National Park
postcards.
Oh, really?
Posters. That's cool. Yeah.
Where are those things at? Where are you going to put? Are you going to, like, hang them?
A pile of RV stuff. Yeah, I'm going to hang a couple in the...
In a frame?
Yeah, I've got some, like...
Little frames?
Small wooden frames that are really light. They're from IKEA. We'll stick them to the wall with some command strips. And we have some light-up circus lights.
Is that what they're called?
Those things? Yes. I don't know really what else to call them. They're like the giant marquee letters. Right. They're not that giant.
They're big marquee letters
with lights
in the middle
them.
Of them have lights, like single light, or not single, but like little bulbs
right
in the middle that kind of outline the middle.
Yeah.
Of the
and
letter.
So
right.
I got a couple of those for Christian for Christmas.
Yeah.
So those will be coming with us in the RV.
Ooh, and then also my decoration that I gave you for Christmas.
Yeah.
That I'm not, it's not finished yet.
Yeah, for Christmas, aside from proposing to me, which, you know, is like hard to beat, Christian also made me this art piece of the sound wave of his voice saying, I love you, which...
It says, I love you, Annabelle.
Oh, okay, sorry. I love you, Annabelle. Yeah. So that sound wave, he like traced it out with wood, and it's... Yeah, it's really awesome. I'm really excited to hang it in the RV. It was like a really thoughtful gift and kind of perfect, apropos, since we podcast and stare at wave files now for like a large portion of our week. So we don't have a ton of room on the walls, but I'm going to try to make the space count. Ooh, we're definitely going to pull down that weird wolf mirror that's in the toilet room right now.
Okay.
Because it's weird. There's like a mirror.
What's going to be there in its place?
I have something I could hang there.
Just yeah, is it an elephant mirror?
No, it's just a picture. I tore up a map of Nebraska at one point and made an art piece out of it. So I'll probably put that in there.
Okay.
But yeah, in our bathroom, RVs are so weird, guys. Like, in our bathroom...
Because they're for weirdos like us.
Like us. But, yeah. There's a mirror in... So, our bathroom is basically, like, open to the rest of the RV. So, there's,
well,
like...
except for the...
There's these pocket sliding doors. So, you can walk through all the way from, like, the kitchen, through the shower area and the vanity into the bedroom. But... where the toilet is closed off in its own separate room.
Yeah.
And there's a mirror in there, which
it's
I don't...
like there's a toilet in the middle of the RV.
Right.
Where you just do your thing.
Right, it's closed off in its own room. Hence the doorknob that we're...
That's lost.
Missing. Yeah.
So really, it is a toilet in the middle of the
yeah,
RV.
Yeah, because now the door doesn't close. But but there's a mirror in there. And I'm just like, who's going to look at themselves in the mirror? I mean, you can't see it while you're sitting on the toilet. You'd have to be standing in there. So, like, who's going to be like, oh, I'm going to go put my makeup on, like, in the toilet room?
Yeah.
But you can't even. It's not a functional mirror in any way because...
There's the etching of
wolves. There's an etching of a wolf or wolves on this mirror. So, I don't understand it. So, it's going away.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fair enough. I don't really care, like, what happens to it. Maybe we can give it to Goodwill and some... wolf fan might pick it up and be like, this is perfect. I've always wanted this in my bathroom.
Yes. I'm sure that somebody, I mean, clearly the people who owned our RV before us.
Maybe they weren't fans, but they just didn't
do anything to the inside of their RV.
I think it's probably like bolted on. I mean, it's probably screwed into somehow.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's not like it would be easy for you to just hang it there and then like have it flop around while driving.
Well, either way, if we can't figure out how to get it down, I'm going to like paint it or something. I'm going to turn it into an art piece.
Okay. Well, you could just paint the mirror part of it and then put stuff on it or
yeah.
something. I don't
know.
We'll
figure it out. We got to get rid of that wolf.
Or whatever. It could be... I wonder if it's, you know, if it's magnetic somehow. I don't know.
Oh,
don't
like know if we could stick magnets to the mirror? I don't think most mirrors are magnetic.
Well, maybe RV mirrors are. I don't know.
Maybe. They could
know.
Be.
You never know.
That's true.
There's a wolf in our RV right now. All bets are off.
That's fair. So they spray painted the closet doors, but they didn't spray paint the wolf mirror.
Right.
The closet doors used to be mirrored, and now
right.
they're spray painted beige.
They didn't want to see themselves walking into the room.
So that's another thing we have to do is hang a full-length mirror
somewhere
on said bathroom door.
Yeah, that'll be easy. That's going to be just,
I have one of those.
Command strips and then put it on there. Or something like that, or like a hook. Because you definitely don't want that thing flopping around. If you have a full-length mirror.
Yeah, definitely don't want that falling. So, we're always, thinking of new. And I'm sure once we hit the road, we're going to be like, oh, man, I wish we had this thing, or we need this thing. And we're trying to prepare as best we can. But from what we've learned...
You just find all these little RV-related things, like a trash can that has a little picture of an RV, and it says trailer trash. We saw that the other day.
Apparently, we've got to get at least one mini thing with a mini RV on it.
We have one.
Well, we have some Christmas ornaments.
Phil and Corey gave us.
That's true. We have two Christmas ornaments with RVs on them.
Yeah.
But we probably won't be bringing Christmas ornaments with us in the RV.
Why not? We can hang it wherever we want to. I'm just saying we can do that.
Yes.
We're going to hang Christmas lights, though, right?
Internet, I'm making a skeptical face.
No, we're going to hang Christmas lights and stuff on the inside to make it like, you know.
Yeah.
To make it seem like it's a high schooler's room.
Yes. It's my
dream. I think
dream.
The last time that I hung Christmas lights in anywhere other than on a Christmas tree was when I was in high school. Or no, maybe it was in my dorm room.
I had a bunch of glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling.
That's not Christmas lights.
I know, but I didn't have Christmas lights in my bedroom, so I was just sharing something comparable.
Do we want to hang...
Fun fact.
Do we want to hang those cheesy, glow-in-the-dark stars?
No.
On the ceiling?
I don't think they'd stick. The ceiling is, squishy.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's like...
Foamy.
Pleather.
Well, it's probably foam with some kind of
insulation
fake vinyl.
Insulation or something.
It's vinyl.
Vinyl, yes.
Vinyl, and then foam just to, you know,
deaden the
sound
or
something.
The painter's tape wouldn't even stick to it when we were painting the cabinets.
Yeah.
So.
It was probably also very, dirty and dusty and stuff.
Yep.
So.
But it's coming along, and I kind of love it.
Yeah.
Every time we go there, I get so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to be living in this RV. It's going to be great.
Well, maybe this week we should bring it here and then start throwing stuff into it.
Take it to the... Yeah. We could do that.
You know? I mean, I have to do some painting anyway, so I might as well just do it here.
That's true. As long as we don't leave it here for more than 24 hours, because we'll get a parking ticket, as we discovered.
Yeah, well,
Denver doesn't let you park anything longer than 22 feet for more than 24 hours.
Right, and if it's 22 feet, you still have to move it every 3 days, I think.
That's true, but that's longer than 24 hours.
Right. I know, I'm just saying that even... Whatever.
Math.
Okay, so anyway, that's the scoop. And we have, can we we'll probably put a picture of the map of our route. Did we already do that?
It's not up on the website yet, but okay. We are going to have a map page. Once we leave, we'll create a map on the website where you can see our route and where we've been, and all the posts will be well, if I can get it to work the way that I want it to work, all the posts will be like geotagged on the map and you can just click.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I know. So we'll see how it goes. I managed to make the website look this good so far, so I think I can pull it off.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. And we'll also, hopefully, we've been taking video footage along the way of all of our renovation progress. So sometime in April, we'll also have a vlog that'll kind of recap our whole process over the last 9 months, I guess. So will it be 9 months in April? Almost.
Yeah.
8 months.
It's August, yeah. 8 months. Since we bought it in August, uh-huh.
Yep.
8 months.
So, fun things coming after our break in April.
Do you want to do the sweep up?
Sure. Sounds like a good plan.
What made you feel loved today?
It made me feel loved that we were able to go and have lunch with my brother and his family who are in town this weekend. And they were up skiing in the mountains. We took them to Avanti, which is one of our favorite places to take people when they come into town. And I just really enjoyed being able to spend time with my family and have you be there and be a part of that. Just, it feels really good to feel like you're part of my family.
Yeah. I'm glad that I'm part of your family, especially since your brother looks like Kevin Costner. So now I'm like almost related to a movie star.
Almost related to a doppelganger. I don't really think he looks like Kevin Costner, but...
He totally looks like Kevin Costner.
Okay, whatever you say.
We should do a Who Wore It Better? Kevin Costner or your brother with respect to Kevin Costner's face?
Obviously, my brother wins. I'm not biased at all. So what made you feel loved today?
What made me feel loved today was what made me feel loved this past day was we were talking about, you know, the show and what we were going to be doing to it. So that made me like really excited about the kinds of changes that we're making. And it was just fun to think about, you know, new ideas with you and put them, then we're going to put them into action here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So that made me feel loved that we were able to like work together on those kinds of things.
Oh, you got so quiet.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at your volume.
Oh. My bad.
You were so soft-spoken.
Yeah.
In your emotion. And...
Oh, crap! We didn't do the reveal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We totally forgot.
We need to do that. We always keep forgetting.
Gosh, people would be so mad at us. We get through this whole episode. We didn't even tell them what the name of the... RV is.
Yeah.
How about you guys? What made you feel loved today? What has been bringing you joy? Have you been working on any big projects that you've been moving forward on? We feel like this RV project has taken forever, but it's so rewarding to see something come to fruition that you've been dreaming about and working towards for so long. So we hope that you are making all kinds of progress and...
Like us,
towards your dreams, because it's awesome.
Speaking of giving or sharing the love, why don't we do what we promised at the beginning of the show?
Oh, yeah!
And do the reveal of the name of...
Oh, God.
The R...
So our RV's name is...
RV.
We can say it in English. We don't have to do it in whale.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our RV's name is...
Jonathan Swift.
What? No, it's not. I'm like, and no, that's not its name.
But that's a clue.
That is a clue.
And for you book nerds out there, you will know exactly what I was talking about. For everybody else, you should read a book.
Oh, God. They're listening to podcasts.
You should read Audible.
You should get Audible.
Audible.
That's not a sponsor.
No, they should be.
You should listen to an audiobook. There's a non-sponsor-ish way of saying that.
Okay.
Listen to an audiobook. And the audiobook you should listen to
is, ready? Wait, that's terrible. Hold on, let me try it again. Ready? And our RV's name is...
Gulliver!
Because Gulliver's travel, obviously.
Yeah.
Or travels.
Yes, and also Gulliver the RV was a free hashtag. Nobody was using it.
Yeah, don't use it unless you're next to us taking a picture of our RV.
We've got... Yeah, exactly. We've started camping on the hashtag Gulliver the RV, no pun intended.
Ha ha ha. So if you are on any of the social media outlets, Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, you can find us on @SweptTogether.
Yep. And we'll be using the hashtag Gulliver the RV to track our travels.
Yeah. And so, again, we are not going to be here because we're going to be in Antarctica.
Yes, this is our... Wait, this is our not our last episode. We've got one more episode.
One more episode next week. And
next
we've got
week.
A little bit different idea for next week's episode.
We're
we think it'll
some
be
fun
really
with
cool.
It. Yeah.
So you need to tune in for next week's episode as well. And then we're going to take the 19th and 26th of March off to go to Antarctica.
19th and 26th?
The 19th and 26th of March. Sorry. The 21st and 28th of March.
I was like, that seems not right.
Sorry.
Anyway, the last 2 weeks of March, we won't have a podcast, but there's plenty of things in the archives that you can listen to either on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or in our archives at SweptTogether.com.
Yeah. So until next week, have a good... I don't know.
Happy St. Patrick's Day?
So until next week...
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye, guys.
So as we... Gosh, yeah, so that's awful. Toastmasters is punching me in the face right now.
Y realmente su familia fue quien la trajo y ellos eran quienes estaban creyendo.
Right. Bebe. 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 What are you doing? You're so cute.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello. Every time I say goodbye, you say hello.
Hey, talk normally.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about getting a laundry maker.
A laundry maker?
A launderer.
Yeah.
Launder, money what? Laundering.
No, we're... What? I'm not on board with this. Why are you so grumpy, computer?